Any business in North Carolina with at least 25 employees is required to submit documentation on each worker to the Department of Homeland Security. The program is called E-Verify, and it's supposed to prevent immigrants in the country illegally from getting jobs. But seasonal temporary employees don't have to be cleared through that system in North Carolina so long as they work fewer than 3 months a year. State lawmakers created the exemption specifically to help farmers, who NC Farm Bureau President Larry Wooten says have a hard time finding enough qualified U.S. citizens to work in their fields.
We did a survey of about 600 farms in North Carolina back earlier in the year, and a large majority of those farms certainly had problems securing enough labor.
Wooten says even the three-month exemption to the E-Verify program isn't sufficient because many seasonal workers get here in March and stay through October. So North Carolina lawmakers expanded the exemption to cover anyone working fewer than 9 months a year. Representative Harry Warren of Rowan County was a primary sponsor.
This is just one other relaxation of a regulatory requirement for agriculture, which is by far the largest business we've got in the state, doing $74 to $77 billion a year.
Warren says the bill does not authorize employers to hire anyone here illegally. There are already laws against that. The exemption goes far beyond short-term work and doesn't just apply to farmers. Construction companies, retail stores, and other businesses can use it too. Here's Governor Pat McCrory's take.
This law was originally designed to help our farmers, but what was created was a loophole big enough to drive a truck through.
That was McCrory in a video message last month urging the public to support his veto, a veto state lawmakers from both parties easily overrode. The new exemption goes into effect immediately. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.